In OSFL action on Saturday, two close games versus the Vaughan Rebels resulted in one win and one loss for the North Bay Bulldogs program. The U14 Bantam Bulldogs defeated the Rebels 19-18, with the winning margin coming on a frantic series with seconds remaining, resulting in a rouge, single point, by Callum Grant. The Rebels mistakenly kneeled in their end zone following a Grant punt, giving the hometown team their first victory of the season. The U14 Bulldogs are 1-1. It was the speedy Grant who handled a perfect throw from quarterback Caden Barron and ripped off a 70-yard catch and run to put the Bulldogs on the board. In the second quarter, Connor Mashford punched it in for another 6 points, giving the Bulldogs a 12-6 lead at the half. Waylon Pasco hit pay dirt on a 60-yard punt return to add another 6 points to the board. On the defensive side, Pasco also registered 2 solo tackles and 2 assisted tackles. Krista Morgan, the head coach of the U14 squad, said the defense spent about 80% of the game on the field. Connor Mashford had 5 solo tackles, 15 assisted tackles, a blocked kick and recovered an onside kick. Cameron Smetana helped lead the defense, getting an interception, 1 solo tackle, 7 assisted tackles and a sack. Defensive back Kira Brown had her work cut out for her taking on their key player, but she never backed down and made some key tackles, including a solo tackle. Grayson Luder, a running back, also played some defense to give players a rest and earned himself an interception his first time playing defense. In the U16 JV game, the Bulldogs fell 12-7 to Vaughan. North Bay lost its starting and backup quarterbacks to injury for the second consecutive home game. Starting quarterback Dane Meyer had to leave the game after an unpenalized helmet-to-helmet hit by a Vaughan player. Emotions were running high for both teams. Later in the second quarter, following a heated near brawl in the Bulldogs' end zone, 2 Rebels players, 1 Bulldogs player, and North Bay's head coach were ejected for their roles in the melee. Trailing 12-0 at the half, Theodore Nadeau continued his strong play at wide receiver, scoring on a diving catch in the end zone. Luke Braceland converted the extra point to make it 12-7 and was also effective as the team's punter. A wide receiver, defensive back, Owen Landry came on to lead the Bulldogs' comeback attempt at quarterback. After a shaky first half at times, the Bulldogs' defense, led by Troy Cormier, Parker Weller and Gage Campaign, shut out the Rebels in the second half. Liam Cosgrove had 1 interception. The Bulldogs threatened late in the fourth, but untimely penalties pushed the offense into a long yardage situation they could not overcome while needing a touchdown to move ahead. Head coach Stu Campaign, who watched the second half from outside the fence following his ejection, counted numerous dangerous plays, with many involving contact to the head. "I take responsibility for my role in the unfortunate incident, but the only reason I was on the field was out of concern for player safety. 3 Rebels players had pinned and were punching and stomping our player. I will always advocate for fair play and the safety of all players and personnel on the field. That sense of sportsmanship was not always evident in this game." The U14 Bantam Bulldogs and U16 JV Bulldogs are on the road for their next games as they travel to Belleville on Saturday, June 8, to take on the Quinte Skyhawks at 3:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. respectively.